another day. I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every week on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, former resident of Morgan's Point and Austin, Texas, Jeff Fletcher, spinning the tunes for you. You know, stories I think are at the core of our everyday experience, and some make us happy and some maybe not so much. But we all have some kind of an emotion built into them, and many, many tell of love, many of crime, and some a mixture of the two. So tonight, we're going to take a listen to some of these stories that are able to develop a surprisingly rich plot and character in just, 4 to 5 minutes. For example, take these two shows, these two songs of revenge. We lead off with Sean Colvin and Sonny Came Home.
Sweater. everyone considered him the coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love is Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yellow's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, "I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man." Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Oh, that was Houston-born Kenny Rogers with Coward of the County. That came from his album Kenny that was released in way back in 1979. He's got a pretty rich history in music, starting in the 50s with a jazz group, and then he joined the New Christie Minstrels, and then he created the First Edition, later called Kenny Rogers in the First Edition. And I recall their first big hit, and I think maybe their only big hit, was "I Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In," kind of a psychedelic number. He then kind of went out and launched his solo career that included a long songwriting partnership with Lionel Richie. He's got 39 studio albums, 80 singles, 21 of which have reached the top of the country charts, not to mention a film and TV career and dozens of awards. Pretty successful guy. Before Kenny, we heard Sean Colvin and Sonny Came Home from her album A Few Small Repairs that were released in 1996. quite a few story songs on this album, and I like how the really kind of bright and warm music contrasts with the pretty nasty lyrics, burning down her house to escape her past. And so did others, I think, because the song won Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Sean was nominated for the Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. It reached number 7 on the charts in the U.S. and number 3 in Canada. She lives in Austin, and Terry and I count ourselves pretty fortunate to have seen her a couple times right here in Seattle at the Triple Door, quite a few times in Austin, including at Austin City Limits. And in fact, now that I think about it, the day before we moved from Austin, I saw her do a little record preview at Waterloo Records at the corner of Lamar and 6th in downtown Austin. Listen to the songs telling kind of intricate stories right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. We just heard two songs of crime with more than a hint of revenge. And next, we're going to hear what happens when you get caught with some crime, justified or not, significant or not. You go to jail. Here's Sue Foley. Send me to the electric chair.
Judge, Your Honor, hear my plea. Before you open up your court, well, I don't want no sympathy. I went and cut my good man's throat. I caught him with a traveling Jane. I warned him twice before. I had my knife and I went insane. And the rest, you ought to know. To go my bail, I don't wanna spend no 99.
song was first taking shape about two blocks from here. In the First Precinct Jail. I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. Worn out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. We did the old soft shoe. We jumped so high, jumped so high. Then he lightly touched down. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, yeah. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to see the eyes of age. As smoke ran out, talked of life, talked of life. The laugh slapped his leg instead. He said the name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. Grabbed his pants, a better stance, then he jumped up high. He clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, oh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, oh damn. Throughout the South, spoke with tears of 15 years. I was dogging him. We traveled about, dog up and down, up and down. After 20 years, he still grieved. Danced down with every chance in honky-tonks, drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Well, I drink the best. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please. Oh, Mr. Bojangles. Oh, Mr. Bojangles. Oh, Mr. Bojangles. Oh, damn. I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Jerry Jeff Walker. It's another guy we saw a whole bunch of times in Texas, and that was recorded live in New Orleans in 1977, and of course his most famous song, Mr. Bojangles. I saw an interview he did with Bruce Robeson about this song, and Jerry Jeff said that for the melody, he was just kind of messing with the descending lines and didn't have a story or a song to go with it. And then that lyrics to the jail scene kind of came to him, and he was messing with internal rhymes, and he put that together, and the song came together. And when he went to record it, the producer said, "Who wants to listen to a 4.5-minute song about an old drunk and a dead dog and in 6/8 waltz time?" And Bruce Robeson said, apparently everyone does. Jerry Jeff still lives in Austin because, as he said, his wife loves it, and that's why I stay in there. Before Jerry Jeff, we heard Canadian-turned-Austinite Sue Foley on vocals and lead guitar with Send Me to the Electric Chair from her 2018 record, The Ice Queen. You also heard Derek O'Brien on some other guitar work in there, and Mike Flanagan on organ, Johnny Bradley on upright bass, and longtime sideman in Austin, George Raines on the drums. That song was written by an interesting guy by the name of George Brooks, saxophone player, composer, and a pioneer of Indo-jazz with Indian classical music. Sue, pretty highly respected and honored guitar player who went to Austin in her early 20s, and she fell into Clifford Antone's circle of blues musicians at his club and has flourished ever since. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas right here on The Voice of Vashon, and we are celebrating great story songs by Texas musicians. Really appreciate your listening in.
VOV underwriting support is provided by Puget Sound Energy, offering tips and resources to save energy, save money, and stay warm during these cold winter months at psc.com/lower.
This portion of VOV programming is supported by the Mostly True Vashon Tours. Based on the popular Mostly True history book series, these tours offer a lighthearted history of our islands and show you where historical events actually happened. Along the way, you'll experience local foods, spirits, and recreation. For more information and tickets, visit vashontours.com.
Thanks to all those folks and all of you who support us through your membership. We're going to stay with the jail theme for just a little bit, and in this case, a guy gets thrown in jail for disturbances that he creates while he claims he was just sleepwalking. Here's Lyle Lovett and Sleepwalking.
Last night, you know, I couldn't sleep. Was tossing, turning, counting sheep to tell the truth. The next thing I knew, I woke up on the outside in the middle of the avenue. Policeman spied me in traffic there, my t-shirt and my underwear. It's the sun. It sure don't look good, the way you've been calling for your baby all over the neighborhood. Seems I was sleepwalking again last night. The way I was sweet talking, it must have caused a terrible fright last night. You know I was sleepwalking. Someone saw me at a donut shop. I was sitting crying on a tabletop. It was not a pretty sight. I was out of control. The way that I was carrying on about my sweet jelly roll. I said, officer, please, my baby's got me down on my knees, lying in bed late at night. Sometimes I just go out of my head at night, and I go out sleepwalking. Later on, down at the jail cell, I was hoping things would turn out well, because I don't recall that masquerade ball. And I sure don't remember nothing, y'all, about that vulnerable rubber duck. Seems I was sleepwalking again last night. The way I was sweet talking, it must have caused a terrible fright last night, you know, when I was sleepwalking. So lately I've stopped going anywhere. I've taken to sleeping with a teddy bear. It's a very full and rich imaginary life. It's sure enough better than dreaming, y'all, about any imaginary. Walking. No more dream talking. No more sleep walking. Busted flat in Baton Rouge and heading for the trains, feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, took us all away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang a velvet song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul.
standing right beside me, Lord. Everything I'd done, every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Selena's, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday, holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. Da 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 da. La da 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 me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 da.
Brownsville, Texas native Kris Kristofferson, me and Bobby McGee, song that he wrote with Fred Foster. That song's been recorded, of course, by a whole bunch of people, from the original recording by Roger Miller to other country artists such as Waylon and Dolly Parton, but also The Grateful Dead has a great version of it. And, of course, Janis Joplin, whose recording of that was released after her death and went on to be a number one single in 1971. And that was the second posthumously released number one in history after Otis Redding's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Kris Kristofferson said he was trying to convey the despair of the last scene of Federico Fellini's La Strada. Makes me want to go watch that movie. Before Chris, we heard Lyle Lovett, born in Houston, living in Austin, and sleepwalking from his 1998 double album, Step Inside This House. And the album was Lyle's seventh album, and it covers a whole bunch of songs from fellow Texas musicians. Sleepwalking was written by Willis Allen Ramsey, who was raised in Dallas. He also wrote songs recorded by Widespread Panic, Jerry Jeff, Waylon, Sean Colvin, Jimmy Buffett, Jimmie Dale Gilmore, quite the writer. And I was lucky enough to see this tour supporting this record two nights in a row at the Paramount in Austin. You listen to story songs from Texas musicians, and on Boogie Back to Texas, I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, dropping a whole bunch of names and stuff that people I see. Sitting on the Voice of Vashon studio playing the songs for you. Thanks for listening. We often hear sad love songs where one person is missing the other one or begging the other one to take him back. Next up is a classic country love song, but it's got a bit of a twist, begging the rival not to take her man. Here's Pentatonix with Dolly Parton and an a cappella version of Jolene.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't. Is beyond compare with flaming locks of auburn hair, ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. You don't know what it means to me, Jolene.
Jolene,
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. Oh, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can.
Well, you could have your
choice of man, but I can never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene.
There's a curve in the highway just south of town where a man is pulled over to figure life out with only his conscience and the lonesome sound of diesels winding up the grade. He's got a wife and two kids, they love him so. A woman down in Georgia, she's starting to show. He's damned if he leaves and he's sure damned if he don't. And I wonders how life got this way, 'cause it's a fine line in between right and wrong. He's been crossing over that border way too long. He should have seen it coming at him right from the start. Now there ain't no escape. Like a pull of a lover or a child in a swing. Gave his heart to him, only one wears his ring. They're both gonna have his babies now. So how do you confess what words won't explain? He never intended to cause this much pain. Now it feels like a farmer who went praying for rain. Got more than a bargain from the clouds. Everyone involved's getting hurt, and there ain't nothing he can do.
Randy Foster from Del Rio, Texas, with a fine line. Story of a guy who made a mess of multiple lives. He had some success with Bill Lloyd in the group Foster and Lloyd, where they had 3 albums and 9 singles on the country charts, and They split up and they each went solo, and Radney's first solo album, From Which a Fine Line Comes, had four singles in the top 40 charts, but he hadn't reached much commercial success since then with his own records, although his songs have done really well for other artists, so pretty good writer for folks. His latest effort is an interesting one. It's a combo CD and book called For You to See the Stars. Once again, thanks to Catherine Swearingen of the Senior Center for telling me about Radney, her University of the South in Suwanee, Tennessee class meet. Before Radney, we heard Pentatonix and Dolly Parton with Dolly's classic Jolene. Pentatonix is an a cappella group out of Arlington, Texas, and they won the third season of NBC's Sing Off. They've done really well, as evidenced by three Grammys and having a couple of hits albums on the, I think, up to number one on the charts. The core of the group started singing together in high school, and over their career, they've done particularly well with Christmas songs. So when we have a show around the holidays, you may hear them again. You're listening to Robust Plot and Character Development right here on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by The Recess Lab, Vashon's favorite place to hang out. Literally. The bouldering wall is open with classes, open climb, and shoe rentals. Drop-ins are welcome at The Recess Lab, right behind the KVSH studio in the heart of town. Find them on the web at vashonlab.com.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
Well, thank you. This next set is from two of my top five favorite songwriters of all time, James McMurtry and Guy Clark. I was going to have this little introduction about why they're such good songwriters, but I'm not going to do that. We're going to lead off with James McMurtry with a live version of a song telling the story of the death of his grandmother and the disappointing, to him, bequest that he receives from her will. James McMurtry in 60 Acres.
Turned off the TV, sat down to dinner. Phone rang, we were saying grace. Grandma died, left us 60 acres, the last of the old home place. Up on the cap rock, what am I supposed to do with that? Uncle Claude got an eight-wheel tractor, plowed under nothing flat. We could plant some maize, we could plant some cotton, plant some oats just to see if they grow. But I don't like farming, can't take the hours, can't take a life that goes so slow. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Right back at you, hope that'll do you. Don't look at me like there's something I shouldn't have said, just 'cause that old bird's dead. He got to good land, right on the highway out by Air Base Road. Looks like a Walmart waiting to happen. I mean to tell you, it's a pot of gold. It's in the city limits, it's
zoned commercial. City water and a sewer line. What with the basic spending from consolidation, it's worth a fortune and it ought to be mine. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Right back at you. Don't she look natural? Don't look at me like there's something growing out of my head. Just 'cause that old bird's dead.
Passing by a pawn shop in an older part of town, something caught my eye and I stopped and turned around. I stepped inside and there I spied, in the middle of it all, was a beat up old guitar hanging on the wall. What do you want for that piece of junk? I asked the old man. He just smiled and took it down. He put it in my hand, said, you tell me what it's worth. You're the one who wants it. Tune it up, play a song, and let's just see what haunts it. So I hit a couple of chords in my old country way of strumming, and then my fingers turned to lightning. Man, I never heard it coming. It was like I always knew. I just don't know where I learned it. It wasn't nothing but the truth, so I just reared back and burned it. Nothing I couldn't pick. Up and down the neck, man, I never missed a lick. The guitar almost played itself, and there was nothing I could do. It was getting hard to tell just who was playing who. When I finally put it down, I couldn't catch my breath. My hands were shaking and I was scared to death. The old man finally got up, said, where in the hell you been? I've been waiting all these years for you to stumble in. And then he took down an old dusty case and said, go on, pack it up. You don't owe me nothing. And then he said, good luck. There was something spooky in his voice and something strange on his face. And when he shut the lid, I saw my name was on the case.
Guy Clark, with The Story of the Guitar from his posthumously released, that's twice I've been able to say that in the same show, posthumously released two CD set, The Best of the Dual Tone Years. And guy wrote that song with his longtime co-writer and guitar player, Berlin Thompson, who played the lead on that song as well. Guy was born in Monahans, Texas, far west Texas. He spent a bunch of time on the east coast of Texas in Houston and Austin before he moved to Nashville because full-time he thought they had better lawyers there. Or that's what he thought anyway. And by the way, Guy was quite, he was a master luthier too, so it's interesting to hear him play a song and write a song about a guitar. Before Guy, we heard the song of the son of writer Larry McMurtry, James McMurtry, his song 60 Acres, recorded live on August 31st, 1997. James was on vocals and guitar, and there's only one guitar in that, Ronnie Johnson on bass and Brian Sebastian on drums. And as many have heard on the show before, James was born in Fort Worth and moved to Houston with his dad when his folks got divorced, and you can hear him and his band, the Heartless Bastards, play a midnight set at the Continental Club on Wednesday nights when he's in Austin. You might also get to see James's son, Curtis, perform with his dad during one of these shows. You listen to Story Songs by Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking and spinning the tunes for you. And I tell you, we're going to go out the door tonight with one of my favorite story songs of all time. This one written by Robert Earl Keen and performed by Joe Ely. And as you'll be able to tell, the song is The Road Goes On Forever, and it is recorded live at Floor's Country Store outside of San Antonio. Thanks for listening to Boogie Back to Texas. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Ely.
Sherry was a waitress at the only joint in town. She had a reputation as a girl who got around down Main Street after midnight, a brand new pack of cigs, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Sonny was a loner, older than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but he couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town, sold a little pot. The law got wind of Sonny. One day he got caught, but he was back in business and they set him free again. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Sonny's playing eight ball at the joint where Sherry works when some drunken out of towner put his hand up Sherry's skirt. Sonny took his pool cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in her tip jar, and walked on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. They jump in Sonny's pickup, he jammed her down in gear. Sonny looks at Sherry, said, let's get on out of here. The stars were high above, the moon was in the east, the sun was setting on them when they reached Miami Beach. They got a motel by the water and a quart of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They soon ran out of money. Sonny knew a man who knew some Cuban refugees who dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cubans in a house just off the roof with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. The cards are on the table when the law came busting in. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. The Cubans grabbed the goodies, Sonny grabbed the jack. He broke the bathroom window, climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley on the side where a lawman tackled Sonny and was reading him his ride. She steps out in the alley with a single shot 410. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. get away. They got back to the motel just before the break of day. Sonny gave her all the money and he blew her a little kiss. If they asked you how this happened, say I forced you into this. She watched him as his taillights disappeared around the bend. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Well, it's Main Street after midnight, just like it was before. 21 months later, at the local grocery store, Sherry buys a paper and a cold six-pack of beer. The headlines on the paper say Sonny's going to the chair. She drives back in the Main Street in her new Mercedes Benz. The road goes on forever.
Great Joe Ely, ladies and gentlemen.
Robert Earl Keane, thank you for writing that song.
Well, that says it all. Thanks for listening to Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we'll see you next week.